Okay, yeah. So the last video that was, I had to get that out of my system because that was just so funny. Like, well, it was funny and sad for real. But I really had to get that. I really just had to get that off my chest. That was just so that I had to. Okay, but no, this video, this was the original reason why I wanted to make a video today. Because I don't know if you guys pay attention, and if some of you may not even be from America. So I don't know if you know who this woman is. She's an artist called Lizzo. Izzo or Lizzo? And she's a fat black woman, right? What's nothing wrong with being a fat black woman. I mean, the cards was dealt, blah, blah, blah. I get it. You know, you're fat and black. I get it, whatever. But see, like, the thing is, what the problem is Lizzo is like she's really trying to upplay this whole like I'm beautiful anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like I'm beautiful anyway. And like I mean, and I'm sure somebody does will find her beautiful. I'm totally aware of that because some people love, you know, the fat black women. It's just no matter what you are on the planet, somebody loves it. No matter what you are, you'll find somebody somewhere who will love it and, you know, want to be around it. But I've ran across this meme on Facebook that says like Jill Scott is a BBW. Lizzo is absolutely not. Can y'all please stop acting like every plus size woman is a BBW? Now, my honest thought was, I thought BBW was like when a woman's getting fat and it's like there's just no more shape to her body. It's just round at this point. So I'm still slightly confused on what like the technical term of BBW is. But I get where this meme is going because they show a picture of Jill Scott. Jill Scott still has a shape to her, and it's not like, you know, weirdly wide or anything. It's still, I mean, she's wider. She's not skinny. She's wider, but there's still, you know, there's still a class of curve to her. And there's not like rolls hanging all over or anything like that. And then they show the Lizzo girl. And man, I seen a video of that girl Lizzo. She was like twerking at a basketball game or something with her ass out. It just looked disgusting. See, and see, the thing is, see, what I wanted to touch on, because this video is labeled They Follow Us, because see, you gotta remember everything a woman does, down to how she dresses, how she walks, how she talks, how she pretends not to care. And, see, women need validation from men, you see. So, in turn, that means they are following us. They are taking our lead. Now, they're not actually just coming to us and asking us what would make me hot, what made me attractive. What they do and what they've always done is they're going to sit in the back and watch where a certain quality of man goes to what, and then start making logic. And start going, okay, well, a higher quality man, he'll go to a woman who wears, you know, these types of shoes with these types of pants. So I'm going to do that. And see, women have done this for like live for literally thousands of years. Like where we are now with women and why they dress, walk, talk, do makeup, how they do it is this is off of thousands of years of studying men to try to keep getting the next leg up to try to pull that higher quality man in. You see what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to these fat women, some fat women can be legit, can be legit beautiful, I think. Some of them, and now, and the word fat is relative. Like what I would call fat, what you would call fat, could be two completely different things. But with, okay, see, women understand, I think, now women sit, when women sit back and watch what guy goes where, all women can really see is if a woman's skinny or not, and then what kind of clothes she's wearing. But like if she has any bit of extra weight on her, see, women, they don't know proportions. They don't get it. Or like how, like, okay, so for instance, like my thing is like when you have like, okay, let's say like you, okay, let's say you're with a woman, right? And you got her legs up in the air. And how her calves look, and it's connected to her legs. Like there's like a certain like measurement with jiggliness that I just go crazy about when her legs are just they and they're like bent and they're like you know they're like because you, like let's say like you're on top and they're like she's got her legs up and like bent up and like how her feet connect to her legs and then connect to her like that is like perfection for me right now. The difference is that different women's legs are just going to be different. So with women, okay, now when women would hear me say this, a woman would look at that and say, oh, well, I'm like the same size, so I'm just like her. So I win. Like, no, you don't. You see, but okay, like for instance, with this, with Jill Scott and Lizzo, okay, let's say like two different types of fat women, right? Women do not understand proportions and what men are attracted to in the body of that woman. So for instance, like a woman, she'll be, let's say a woman will be like 180 pounds. She thinks that she's of the same level as the hot 180 pound woman with heels on and, you know, with her ass, with, you know, with a properly shaped ass and you properly sized hips and stomach. Like this other woman who's 180 pounds with her belly hanging out, no ass, flat tits. She thinks she's on the same level because they're the same weight. Like they don't, like women's brains, they don't fully get how, okay, in their eyes, two similar women can stand next to each other and everybody will want this woman. They don't understand what exactly is going on. So the whole thing for women, it ends up being a guessing game to try to follow what we validate as beautiful. Okay, because and like I said, in the end, they're validating. Okay, we are valid. We are the keyhole. We are like the gods, pretty much, to them. And they would hate me for saying it, but we are the gods for real. But see, the thing is, since they're not openly coming and asking us, men don't pick up on the fact that they're actually following us in what's beautiful. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, in a previous video. Even the weakest, most beta-ist man is leading for real, but he just doesn't know it. You see what I'm saying? Even, okay, like the previous video, that pastor who married that porn star. See, he is leading for real. For real, he's leading. But he don't see it and he doesn't know it. Because like I said, what women do is they're not going to spell out logic. Like I said before, women hate to spell out logic because once you get them to spell out logic, they'll start to try to figure out why are they of any logical value. And then they'll realize they're not of much logical value other than being fucked and having offspring. And after that, they're pretty much a drain on society. That's why women hate when logic is spelled out. But see, a woman's tactics is to always get the man to lead, okay? A woman always wants a man who's at least a little bit better than her in some form, right? A woman always wants a leader. Even if she has to trick you into being a leader, meaning what she'll do is she'll do little things like make little sly comments, make little, you know, just little miniature comments on like, oh yeah, like I think feminism, I just hate wage equality and, you know, and they won't say anything else and then go off and then, you know, 4 days later come back like, it just sucks being a woman because I'm just so weak sometimes and men overpower me. And then she'll go off again and see, and then the man's mind will sit down and keep working like, oh, well, maybe somebody else is right. You see what I'm saying? Now, she knew what she was doing the whole time. She was planting those seeds in your head to let you go off and think about it. And then so you come on to where you thought that you came up with the theory that feminism was something good. Really, she thought it, but she wanted to follow you in believing it. You see what I'm saying? But see, how a man's mind thinks is that, see, he's thinking that he came up with it on it by himself and he's going to pull her up along with it, where he didn't know, that's not how it happened. You see, she was planting those thoughts into your head. You grew into it, believed it, and then drug her along. You see what I'm saying? So that way she has zero accountability when it doesn't work out in the end. And she could just say, oh, I was just, because I guarantee you, I promise you, because that whole example probably didn't make much sense. This is probably too convoluted. But I'm going to jump to this. I guarantee you this, right? Okay, based off the last sentence I said, a woman would rather talk you into believing that you thought of something. That way you organically become the leader in your head and then you drag her along with you. See, the reason they do that is so they don't is to cut all accountability in case it goes wrong, right? And the perfect example of this, mark my words on this, mark my word, I hope this video stays up for the next century. When women finally come to the conclusion that feminism was a horrible idea, they're going to blame the men for doing it. If they can, because I promise you this, if women could figure out a way to blame men for it now, they would, but they can't. Okay, because they base it off too much stuff that that previous models of feminism had. So now, so it's all on their shoulders. Because women will openly say it, like especially when they start drinking, they don't want to work. They'll openly talk about it. Like feminism got me out here getting a job, girl. I gotta work. We didn't have to work before feminism. Female comedians, they all be many. All of them know it. They shooting fireworks. That's that, man. I got a whole downtown Prague in my window. I don't know where that is, but they're shooting fireworks somewhere. But yeah, I guarantee you in about, it's going to take, okay, because of how feminism, this modern feminism came up, it's going to take about 20 years. And see, by then, hopefully, they will have gotten all the men to stand up for feminism in these weak, pussy-ass countries. And in that way, women will start saying, well, I don't want to do that. The men are making us do it. And they're going to blame the men. And then that's going to be their segue out of it. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you. So I hope this video made some type of sense. Because I don't think it did. But oh, well.